My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, serving others, helping them without making a show of it, that's amore. Amore or love is the concrete service we render to one another. Pope Francis said March 12 during a special general audience for the Year of Mercy. He continues, love isn't words, but works and service, a humble service performed in silence without seeking acclaim. The Pope told tens of thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. The audience by the time began with John's gospel account of Jesus' washing of the feet, which Pope Francis said was an unexpected and moving gesture, so much so that Peter did not want to accept it. My dear brothers and sisters, after this homily, we will reenact Jesus' example of the washing of the feet, of the apostles' feet, as model of service and love. At this last hour, Jesus wants to live those he loves and has lived with an essential message. Jesus wants to show them in action the symbolic gesture underlying his whole life, that of a servant. And so he takes on a dress and function as a servant and washes the feet of the apostles. Peter was amazed and has difficulty in understanding the humility of his master and Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, in ancient times, washing another's feet was a humbling task. No free citizen could be forced to do it. It was a slave's job. Therefore, Jesus' action made such a dramatic impact upon his disciples. Probably you could hear a pin drop as Jesus explained the reason for his action. Do you know what I have done to you? He says. You call me teacher, Lord, and you are right. That is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also have set you an example, for I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. My dear brothers and sisters, few incidents in the gospel story so reveal the character of Jesus and so perfectly show his service and love to his disciples. Pope Francis continues, in washing the disciples' feet, Jesus wanted to reveal the way God acts toward us and give an example of his new commandment of loving one another as he loved us. That is, by giving his life for us. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at this last hour, Jesus knew all things have been given into his hands. He knew that his hour or humiliation was near. But he knew that the hour of glory was also near. My dear brothers and sisters, such consciousness might well have filled him with pride and yet with knowledge of the power and the glory that were his, he washed his disciples' feet. At that moment, when he might have had supreme pride, he had supreme humility. And love is always like that. My dear brothers and sisters, some men feel that they are too distinguished to do the humble things, too important to do menial tasks. Yes, I am telling you, especially men in our parish, they do not want menial task. Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said that although we have Jesus' example of the washing of the feet as a model of service, it is difficult to find people today fighting for the towel. How can we wash the feet of our brothers and sisters in imitation of Jesus? Again, Pope Francis said, loving service involves placing the gifts God has given one at the service of the community, so it can grow and express in sharing of material goods so that no one is in need. The Pope continues, when you forget yourself and think of others, that's amore. And with the washing of the feet, the Lord teaches us to be servants. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, we often hear a story of a person who always does good to someone he loves. A person who sacrifices to do anything to someone he adores. A person who gives everything to someone he cares. For example, when someone falls ill, that person who loves him will perform the most menial services and delight in doing them, because love is like that. Here is a beautiful, simple story. A simple story that it might help us understand what is to be humble servant of the Lord. Told by Mary Toniman, I read the story word for word. On Holy Thursday, as our parish priest tucked a towel around his waist in preparation for washing of the feet of 12 parishioners, a vision of another man flashed before my eyes. I have seen another man tucked towel around his waist many times, preparing to cook for his large family, preparing to bathe the children, wash dishes, whatever needed to be done. A very ordinary man with gentle hands who could remove the tangles from a little daughter's hair, clean up a skinned knee, remove an ouchy splinter, a loving man and a loving father. Once I saw him getting ready to scrub the huge aluminum trays in the kitchen of a local restaurant whose owner had generously given it over to fellow parishioners for a fundraising breakfast. As the man was scrubbing away, a waitress stopped by, looked down, and said, "That's not man's job." The man kept on working with quiet dignity. Now in his senior years, he continues to be a thoughtful servant by doing the heavy housework, washing dishes, anything to help lighten the load. I know where my husband of 40 years gets this quiet dignity. As I discovered on that Holy Thursday, he has been imitating Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, this story of a humble and simple husband is a living example what Jesus means in another gospel when he says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." He is a living example of what Jesus means when he says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." He is a living example of the power and the beauty of the virtue of humility when lived out courageously in a true Christian life. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus wants those he loves and who are near to him to become servants in their turn, to render service with humble love. This is the invitation of Jesus that hold out to you and me here this evening. Let me close by reflecting prayerfully on those inspiring words about humility in the letter to the Hebrews. I quote, "My sons and daughters, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than the giver of gifts. Humble yourselves more, and you will find favor with God." Amen.